wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
It is 18. 18. 18 past the hour. There he is, Roland Martin from the Big Apple. How you doing this morning, Roland?
All good, Skip. Hope all is well. I know, Skip, your wife wishes she was on the cruise. You have to work next year. Trust me, she's going to leave you at home.
I know, man.
She's going on a cruise. So.
I told her, you know, now that me and Tom have a little relationship, I said, baby, we probably can go on the Fantastic Voyage cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Where is I right now?
Yeah, they cruising. Right.
I'm
she
here.
Cruising for you, cruising for a bruising. All right.
I know, right?
The Supreme Court today is the final day of arguments in the President Barack Obama health care law that was passed 2 years ago. It has been amazing. 3 days of oral arguments is not standard for the Supreme Court. Joining us right now to break down what has been going on is Mitwin Charles. She is an attorney. She is a television and legal analyst. And also, she served as a law clerk to a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals on the Sixth Circuit.
That's right.
Judge Eric Clay. Also, yes. She's admitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, Mitwin, first and foremost, you've been watching these proceedings, and some analysts are saying that the health care mandate is in serious trouble. But the problem I have with that is that you really don't know how this court may rule.
That's right. Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me on. And you're right. You know, usually what people do is they kind of guess whether a law is in trouble just based upon how the justices ask the questions. But that's how you know what they're supposed to do. You really can't say for sure how they're going to come down once they write their opinion. There are 9 of them. They all have their own views. As we know, 4 of them tend to be a little bit more liberal-leaning, and the other 5 are more conservative. And so they ask questions, and sometimes they'll play devil's advocate and play both sides. So you have no idea how they're thinking.
Now, of course, the one person who never asks questions is Justice Clarence Thomas.
That's right.
And so he pretty much sits there and listens, but he never asks questions. So.
That's right. Oftentimes, I hate to say this, sometimes he's asleep. When I was admitted to the Supreme Court 6 years ago during the process of us being sworn in, he was pretty much asleep throughout the entire time. So that's what he's known for.
Gotcha. Now, first of all, so how have they been going? I mean, it's been some tough questions of the administration and the health care law. And so give us a sense of what the kind of questions they've been asking.
Sure. They've basically been asking questions like, for example, Justice Sonia Sotomayor has been asking questions with respect to the individual mandate. Like you said, that's the most integral point in the hearing, which is can the federal government force people to have insurance? And she's been asking some really good questions, like, for example, doesn't the government regulate commerce to the extent where we force people to get car insurance? There are many people who drive for all their lives, never get into a car accident, never file a claim, and yet we still force them to carry insurance just in case something might happen. So she kind of asked that question to sort of just kind of draw an analogy as to what the federal government is trying to do here. So those are the kinds of questions that we've been getting. But then, of course, on the other side of that, you've had Justice Antonin Scalia ask questions to the extent, well, if that's the case, then where do we draw the line? Does the government start to regulate who can eat broadly? Is food something that, you know, is just part of regular commerce? And is that something that the government gets to delve into and tell people, this is what you have to eat, or this is what you have to buy? So where do we draw the line is one of the biggest
One of the things I find to be interesting is that some folks are saying that if the mandate is thrown out, that it could lead to a single payer health care system that many liberals wanted in the first place.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I mean, if the individual, one of the issues that they are arguing over, and that's what was going to be argued, that's actually what's going to be argued today, is if this individual mandate is thrown out, does it scrap the entire act? Now, as you know, this act has about 450 other provisions. This individual mandate is just one of them. But since the individual mandate is how the funding is provided for the act, there is a question as to whether or not, if the individual mandate is thrown out, does it scrap the entire act or just that provision?
So, third day of questions.
Mm-hmm.
a sense of when they will issue the ruling? 2 months, 3 months? Do you think it likely will obviously come down before the election or before this term ends? And the Supreme Court term ends exactly when?
The Supreme Court term ends, I believe, May, April, but we might be looking at a decision in June. Perhaps one of the legal issues that was also in that was argued is whether the Supreme Court should even be deciding this. Is it too soon? Because that individual mandate doesn't kick in until 2014. So why are we deciding it now? So that's a legal issue they have to take under, too. So if they decide, you know what, this is a little too soon, they can say, we're going to hold off on deciding this until 2014.
All right. Midwin Charles, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.